This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Family and friends honored George Floyd at a private funeral Tuesday in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas. It has been 2 weeks since his death in police custody inspired new protests against police brutality across the country. After the funeral, Houston police will escort the funeral procession to the cemetery where Floyd will be buried next to his mother. Houston's City Hall was lit up Monday night in crimson and gold, the colors of the high school Floyd attended. Other cities lit up their city halls in the same colors, including Los Angeles, Boston, Las Vegas, and New York. The public had its chance to pay respects on Monday. Thousands of people streamed through the Fountain of Praise Church to view Floyd's open casket. Memorials were also held last week in Minneapolis, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd is born. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute Monday. He told reporters outside the church he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform. He vowed that Floyd's death will not be in vain. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack. The Central African nation says Nkurunziza died at the Karusi Hospital in East Burundi late on Monday, 2 days after he was hospitalized. VOA's Central Africa service reported there was a heavy military presence around the hospital on Tuesday, and Nkurunziza's wife Denise was airlifted to a hospital in Kenya's capital 10 days ago after contracting COVID-19. That triggered rumors that the president had caught the disease as well. And Nkurunziza was due to step down on August 20th after his chosen successor, General Evariste Ndayishimiye, won the presidential election May 20th. This is VOA News. A former militia leader accused of war crimes in Sudan's Darfur region is now in the custody of the International Criminal Court. The ICC said in a statement Tuesday that Abu Kusheib surrendered himself voluntarily in the Central African Republic. Kusheib is accused of commanding Janjaweed militia that attacked Darfur villages in 2003 and 2004 as part of a counterinsurgency strategy by the government of Sudan, then led by longtime President Omar al-Bashir. The ICC issued a warrant for his arrest in 2007 that accused him of 22 counts of war crimes and 28 counts of crimes against humanity. A date for Kusheib's first appearance before the court has not been established. Voters in 5 U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow, with voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with voting machines not working. In the state's largest city, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms urged voters to be patient, saying the long lines and voting machine issues were widespread. She urged voters to stay in line and cast their votes. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger had warned ahead of the election of the possibility of long lines because of the continuing recommendations in many parts of the U.S. that people in public places maintain a 2-meter distance from each other to curb the spread of the coronavirus. John Ossoff, a 33-year-old chief executive of an investigative TV production company, leads a large field of Georgia Democrats seeking the party's nomination to oppose incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue. He's a close ally of President Donald Trump. Candidates are running in the November election. Ossoff faces 6 other Democrats in the party primary, but needs 50% of the vote to avoid an August 11th runoff election. Perdue has no Republican challengers in his bid for a second 6-year term in the Senate. Elections are also being held in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. Riot police officers charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of Hong Kong's anti-government movement Tuesday night. People in Hong Kong began gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Some held up banners saying Hong Kong independence and shouting slogans. Dozens of riot police descended on them and conducted body searches on many of them. They ordered the crowds to leave, saying they were taking part in an unapproved gathering and would arrest them if they did not abide. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.